Now, Iran's presidential candidates have started their campaigning programs for the upcoming elections. Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council attended a gathering of his supporters in the capital, Tehran. Saeed Jalili outlined his programs and ideas on different issues. He said progress will only be possible with divine guidance. Independent candidate Mohsen Rezai also addressed a rally of supporters on Friday. He said the future government should address economic and social issues. Rezai also said Iran is a peaceful country but expects the international community to acknowledge the rights of the Iranian people. The other presidential candidate, Ali Akbar Velayati, also embarked on his campaign by joining a gathering of Iranian athletes. He addressed issues concerning sportsmen. Iran's 11th presidential election will be held on June 14th.
Iran is less than 3 weeks away from a crucial presidential election. The race will be between 8 candidates from various camps, reformists, independents, and principalists. The candidates have already started their campaigns. Some have found themselves faced with challenging questions. Others seem proud to see jubilant crowds of supporters. Promises of prosperity in one camp, and the pledge of support for the country's leader in another.
We will work inside the framework of the principles of the Islamic Republic of Iran that would be identified by the spiritual leader, His Eminence.
The same pledge among the reformists. Some candidates are clear about their agenda. And some others say they will give the priority to safeguarding the nation's rights. The candidates will soon enter a more serious phase of their campaigns, and that's when they will be explaining their plans to people on national TV. And this is expected to turn up heat in the race for the top executive seat, which is slated for June 14th.
Well, less than 3 weeks to Iran's presidential election, national broadcaster IRIB has announced its programs to cover the presidential race.
Special news bulletins, debates, interviews and documentaries will run from tomorrow until one day before the voting day. TV and radio programs will be offered based on a fair and balanced pattern, and all candidates will be given equal airtime. Programs will also have replays for those who missed them.
Zahir Ghami broke the news at a meeting with representatives of the 8 candidates. He said each candidate will be given 7 hours of airtime on TV and 4 hours on radio. They will also have a 30-minute direct address to viewers. According to Zahir Ghami, unlike the 2009 presidential election, no face-to-face debate will be held this time around. Instead, each candidate will attend a televised debate with 3 experts. At the end of the meeting, lots were drawn to arrange the order of candidates' appearance on the national broadcaster. Well, on the sidelines of the IRIB's gathering, Press TV spoke to the representatives of some of the candidates. Here's what they had to say about their respective candidates.
Dr. Jalili does not represent any political faction and he's entered the race as an independent candidate. He has a clear and transparent discourse that could overlap the position of some political groups, so they could support him too.
My father has been in Iran's political scene for decades and has been helpful in removing the deadlocks whenever he was consulted. He has a long-term program. He believes he could find a solution to tackle problems at the current time when people are suffering from economic problems.
For the time being, Dr. Velayati is steadfast to remain in the race, although principalist groups hope that they could unite in the election.
Dr. Arif is representing Iran's reformist camp. He has a reformist manifesto and he believes reformism is one of the country's main political directions. Reformists' absence from the political scene is the root of many current problems.
Well, the leader of Friday prayers in the Iranian capital Tehran has called on the nation to elect a presidential nominee who adheres to the rule of law and the jurisprudence. Ayatollah Muhammad Ali Mubahedi Kermani called on everyone to take part in the upcoming polls, as advised by the leader of the Islamic Revolution. Kermani said those who take part in the vote are true patriots. According to the prayers leader, voters will only favour the candidate with the least campaign expenses. As the presidential election approaches in Iran, the US continues its criticism against the vote, something that Iran sees as blatant interference in its internal affairs. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has questioned the credibility of the vote. On Tuesday, Iranian officials released a final list of those eligible to run for president. Kerry has criticized Iran's top constitutional supervisory body, the Guardian Council, for disapproving hundreds of hopefuls. He's accused the body of choosing candidates representing the interests of the Iranian establishment. Similar comments have been echoed by State Department spokesman Patrick Ventrell. Tehran has rejected the comments, saying they are void of adequate knowledge about the electoral process in Iran. Well, of course, for more news and updates on Iran's presidential election, do log on to our website, presstv.com. There you can find a special section devoted to the presidential vote. And, of course, we'll be covering this year's election news with plenty of facts and figures and useful information about Iran's election process. That's presstv.com. Do check it out.